Cardinal Stage Company presents Shakespeare's comedy The Merchant of Venice in a stylish and attractive production set in the 1920s. Artistic director Randy White's staging features women playing all of the roles. The Merchant of Venice has been called the first play of Shakespeare's maturity. Critics hear the magical poetry of the earlier works now turned to better serve the plot and the development of the characters. This play has two threads, a love story connected to a financial story. There's Bassanio's courtship of Portia and the bargain that his friend the merchant Antonio has struck with Shylock to fund the wooing. Caitlin Taylor was a charmer as the slightly feckless wooer Bassanio. Amira Sabag was his supportive friend Antonio. Liz Patzik made a thoughtfully stolid figure as the much-abused moneylender Shylock. Nicole Bruce, who's brought laughter to IU's Shakespeare, as the porter in Macbeth and Puck in A Midsummer Night's Dream didn't disappoint. As Lancelot Gobbo, Bruce whipped the audience into a call and response over his switch of employment from Shylock to Portia. The wooing of Portia features an amusing choosing of chests. Eliza Stoughton as the feisty mock Spaniard Aragon was disappointed with gold. Aragon was more than followed by Yadira Correa as Morocco, a fanciful figure complete with a Shriner's topper. Morocco picked silver and was also dismissed. It was left to Bassanio to reason that the contents might be more significant than the outside and to pick the correct lead chest to win Portia. Throughout, Leslie Ann Handelman did a nice job as the sometimes hopeful, sometimes bemused Portia. However, fans of Marriage Equality will wince at her quick acquiescence to Bassanio. Courtney Reed Harris as her friend Nerissa was a bit of a spark plug and in character and costume firmly set the play in the flapper days of the 20s. Meanwhile, Eliza Stoughton has left the mustache of Aragon behind to become Lorenzo and to woo Shylock's daughter Jessica, Caroline Huerta. With a certain amount of glee, Jessica rebelliously robs the house and departs for Lorenzo and Christianity. Her father Shylock laments the loss of his daughter and his ducats. The ducats seem slightly the more important. Finally, the wooing's complete. The loan to Shylock has come due, and Antonio's ships have not come in. He's broke, and despite the late arrival of support from friends, he's in forfeiture and liable for that pound of flesh that Shylock so casually settled on as the bond. Whatever sympathy we may have for the moneylender, he's a person who's at least been toying with murder. Mary Carol Reardon, as the presiding Duke of Venice, reluctantly supports Shylock. The clever Portia, now disguised as a lawyer, does a nice job with the quality of mercy speech, but it doesn't dissuade the moneylender. Shylock's hand with the knife wavers, but he's ready to cut into a man who's been tormenting him. Things look bad for Antonio, and it's only Portia's overnight mastery of the details of the laws that turn things around. Shylock is humiliated, humbled, forced to follow his errant daughter Jessica into Christianity. Despite the general sympathy for his downfall, the moment when his skullcap is taken and dropped to the ground is a movingly poignant one. Here's a footnote. The play is set in the 1920s in Italy. By the 1940s, when the Germans had taken over, there's a good chance that Shylock would have passed away. Jessica, however, might well be living, and despite her Christianization, I'm afraid the Nazis would look to her Jewish mother and father, and she'd have been sent to the camps. The cardinal production of The Merchant of Venice is very gracefully done, with strong acting, very good attention to the dialogue, and a lively flow of the action, with actors occasionally speaking directly to the audience. The lovely set and its appurtenances are by C. David Higgins. Handsome tuxedo-style costumes for the male characters, attractive dresses for the three women playing women are by Ellen Mackay. Atmospheric lighting is by Mickey Marie, and a very active sound design is by Mike Price. I haven't said anything about the casting of women in all the roles because I seldom noticed it. Bit of a surprise for me. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of The Merchant of Venice at the Ivy Tech Waldron Auditorium plays October 29th through November 13th. At the Theater for You, I'm George Walker.